A Cuban dissident who was imprisoned by the Castro regime for 22 years now faces the threat of jail time here in the United States. Eloy Gutierrez Menoyo came to the U.S. after his prison term, then returned to his home in Cuba in 2003 to start a pro-democracy group. Now the Treasury Department says he could be fined or sent to prison for up to 10 years for staying in Cuba in violation of sanctions. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story.
Eloy Gutierrez Menoyo received a surprising missive from the U.S. Treasury Department, delivered to him in Cuba, where he now lives.
The Treasury Department sent a letter in which they alerted me that I'm subject to the United States regulations and the new measures taken by President Bush. And because of that, it says matter-of-factly, I could be fined $250,000 or face 10 years in prison. And that's where things stand.
Menoyo was once a rebel who fought with Fidel Castro during the Cuban Revolution. He then fell out with the Cuban leader and, after a failed insurrection, spent 22 years in prison on the communist island. In the 1980s, he left to Florida and became a U.S. resident. He began a pro-democracy group called Cambio Cubano, or Cuban Change. Born in Spain, 70-year-old Menoyo is also a Cuban citizen. Now he's back in Havana.
I think it's necessary to create a legal space for an independent opposition, and that another party should be allowed. I really believe in what I'm doing, and quite simply, I came to Cuba a year ago and made use of my right as a Cuban citizen to fight to achieve my legal status and a space for independent opposition.
Bizarrely, while the Cuban government, who usually crushes dissent, has tolerated his presence and even allowed him to leave and return to the country, the U.S. government is not happy at all. It has already frozen the bank account of his Miami-based political group. Molly Millerwise is a spokesman for the Office of Foreign Asset Control at the Treasury Department that oversees the U.S. embargo on Cuba. Millerwise says she couldn't comment specifically on Menoyo's case.
All U.S. persons are responsible for complying with U.S. laws, and this includes our sanctions policy. U.S. sanctions policy make up an important part of our overall national security policy, and those who violate the sanctions can face civil or even criminal penalties.
Menoyo has always been a controversial figure in the Cuban-American exile community. He's met with Castro in the past and promotes dialogue with the regime, sacrilege for the exiles. Frank Calzon is from the Washington-based Center for a Free Cuba.
I am sorry to say that I believe that in his most recent years, he has been not only a controversial figure, but I think he's simply wrong. He has chosen, I think, a wrong strategy to deal with Mr. Castro. He's trying to engage Castro very much on Castro's terms.
Dissidents in Havana, too, distrust him. Menoyo says he's trying to promote a new way of dealing with the Cuba issue.
Cuando uno plantea una línea independiente, está como en un sándwich, ¿no?
When a person follows an independent line, it's as if you're in a sandwich. The right attacks you, the left attacks you. Those two extremes are sometimes similar.
He believes the U.S. is on the wrong track, and its policies are being held hostage by, quote, elitist exile groups. But Menoyo says his present predicament is a clear example of the absurdity of the policies on both sides of the Florida Straits.
I have lost my youth, 22 years in the jails of Cuba, and it wasn't easy there. It was almost savage. So I lose my youth fighting for what I believe in, liberty, democracy in this country. And the result is that I'm told I can face 10 years to lose my old age in the prisons of the United States. It's something that moves one to laughter. There's no common sense in this at all.
He says he'll return to the U.S. if he's brought up on charges and defend himself. Another fight for a man that has been caught in the cross-current of U.S.-Cuba politics for most of his life. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.